Great to have your company once again on Racing Pulse. We'll catch up with Kerry Taplin in a little while, but in the meantime, there's a good Victorian flavour in the features in Sydney on Saturday, and one of the most exciting horses in action will be the untapped V8, who goes around in the $1 million English Sires Produce with Damien Lane in the saddle. Barrier 13 might be a little sticky. I wonder what the reaction is from Tony McAvoy, who joins us. Morning, Tony.
Yeah, good morning. It was a good morning. Now it's just morning.
Well, I like that. I haven't heard that before.
M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G.
Yes, exactly. Look, he's a horse with a lot of potential. Can he overcome that gate? Is it just a matter of... He seems a tractable galloper. I know he's led and he came off the speed last start. Can he sit behind them, or would you like to press forward from a wide gate?
Look, I think the true answer is we probably don't know enough about him yet. And secondly, Michael, I would need to see the maps and see. I haven't had a chance to even look at the race, to be honest. So it'll all unfold. Thankfully, we've got a high-class rider on the horse to help us make these decisions. But... yeah, we'll just have to regroup, look at the race, do the maps and see where we sit in the race.
How has he improved out of that VRC size win?
Yeah, look, he's held his form. I haven't been looking for improvement, but you know, he went into that with sort of 5.5 weeks between runs. He was a little bit on the bounce in the mounting yard before that race, suggesting that he wasn't quite at his peak, and... I'm expecting you'll see him walk around at Randwick nice and calm on Saturday.
You'll be shocked to hear that they're expecting some rain in Sydney this week.
Yes.
He won well on a soft track, though, on debut. Does that hold any fears for you if it does come up soft on Saturday?
Oh, look, I'd prefer not to be too bad. I mean, it was an interesting day at Pakenham. Like, it started raining about 2 hours before his race, and then... progressively got worse, didn't it? So rain on the day is always a bit different. But look, he got through it okay in maiden grade, but I'd prefer it not to be too wet. If it was in sort of a soft six range, I'd be quite comfortable.
He's a horse that looks like he's got so much scope, doesn't he? What do you think eventually he could be getting out to? Is a mile potentially his best distance?
Michael, I've always thought of him as a miler, like a guineas horse as a three-year-old, and I wouldn't be surprised if he went stretched to a Cox Plate.
Mm. Could he get another run if he performs well on Saturday? Could you aim up at the Champagne as well?
Look, we'll discuss it with the ownership group. My plan was to go to Sydney just for one run. I mean, here's a horse that we thought was not a two-year-old. We thought he would just wanted to be three and older, and here we are... now going for his third run at two. I'd prefer not to press on any more than this, but I think he'll make that decision for us this weekend.
Saw another nice two-year-old on Saturday, and you did give us a push for Bossy Nick, and gee, he was impressive. Well, she was.
Yeah, what a gorgeous filly. She should be two from two, but really got a lot of upside, that girl, and... I'm very pleased with the way she's bounced out of her impressive win, and we'll consider going to Sydney with her for the Percy Sykes.
Yeah, big prize money race. How did So Unusual come through the Roy Higgins?
Yeah, he was a bit tired, Michael.
Yeah.
A bit flat, like all the owners in him. It leaves you very flat when you had so much expectation going into that race, but... he clearly just showed he was at the end of his campaign, and sometimes they don't show you that at home. When we just had him in a holding pattern and kept him happy, and he seemed absolutely normal to us, but he just didn't have a killer punch there on Saturday, and he's come through it fine, and he'll just now go and have a little break, and we'll look forward to his next preparation.
What's the weather like up Ballarat way? We've got our first heavy track of the year today.
Yeah, we had some rain yesterday and last night. It's been quite a fine, pleasant morning this morning, and a damp morning, but pleasant. And it'll improve a bit, I think. I think the ground will get to a 7 or a 6, probably.
And how do you think Adeem, your runner in race number three, will get through that?
Yeah, I'm a bit unsure. His trials, he hasn't been on... he was on sort of a rough track in one of his jump outs, so a lot of unknown there, but I know he didn't run to his form in his first start and came out of that race very jarred up, and we turned him out. His work's been fabulous, and his last jump out really pleased me. So he'll be there when they're knocking on the door, I think, today.
Good luck today, Tony.
Thank you, Michael.